Well, $10 million has been given by the federal and state government to help clean up the sediment in the Detroit River. This is something that's been talked about for a long time.
The Detroit River
needs a little bit of an upgrade, maybe. A little facelift, a little TLC.
Yes.
As you will. So how long is this going to take? Well, Sam Nofke is the senior aquatic biologist at the Michigan Department of Environmental, Great Lakes, and Energy, or EGLE. Sam, good morning. It's good to have you.
Yeah, good to be here.
How far is $10 million going to go in this effort?
Yeah, so, excuse me, this $10 million is really just focusing right now on that, what we are classifying as the Harbortown shoreline and the Harbortown upstream shoreline, which is basically, the Harbortown shoreline is basically from the former Joe Louis Arena area kind of up to the MacArthur Bridge. Mm-hmm. And then the Harbortown upstream area is from the MacArthur Bridge kind of up to, you know, around the Conner Creek area. And we're really kind of focusing on that Conner Creek area. But the $10 million is really to conduct a feasibility study and a remedial design for both of those areas. So, you know, not necessarily, you know, a remedial action or dredging or, you know, capping or anything like that. It's just to figure out exactly what needs to be done and how to do it.
You know, for decades, Sam, I know, I mean, I've been here all my life, and people view the Detroit River as polluted and beyond repair. When you look at it today, how different is the river compared to what it was in the 70s and 80s?
Well, I mean, you know, you look at the water, it looks pretty nice. But the sediments, I mean, that's what I'm, you know, that's what my focus is. And you know, the sediments over the years, you know, from, you know, back in the day with the heavy, you know, industrialization of the, you know, the city of Detroit, mm-hmm. you know, really it hasn't changed much. I mean, the sediments don't necessarily, you know, move. So, you know, a lot of the contamination that you know, we're tasked to address, you know, it's been there. It's what we consider legacy contamination.
Yeah.
And that contamination, you know, that's been there from, you know, the turn of the century.
So what is the process of cleaning that look like? What do you do?
Yeah, so I guess this whole remediation process, I mean, I've been working on the Detroit River, since 2013, the state and EPA started sampling sediments back in 2013 characterize the sediments. So mm-hmm. we're just taking samples and just trying to figure out what's there and where it is. So, you know, we've collected sediments throughout the entire Detroit River, so we've got, you know, six focus areas or target areas, and so we are, you know, in the process of just kind of moving that forward. Mm-hmm. You know, our one of my current projects, you know, we're just finishing up some remedial investigation work on the river, and so this is just the next step, you know, is moving forward to feasibility, and this is kind of the first area of the river where we're moving forward with, you know, the feasibility, like I said, to really kind of figure out, you know, how to address the sediments themselves.
And you know, Sam, one thing people may not realize is that the Detroit River is actually part of the Great Lakes system. So how important is this river to the overall health of the Great Lakes?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's important. I mean, you know, the Detroit River is, obviously a connecting channel, it's a pretty heavily used connecting channel. I mean, I think anyone that lives, you know, around the city, and, you know, will see that, you know, it gets, you know, fished heavily. That's one of the reasons, you know, that we do what we do is, you know, we want to ensure that, you know, the use of the river is, you know, safe for not only now, but, you know, for future generations.
Interesting stuff. Glad that there's going to be money dedicated to this.
Yes.
Certainly, and all the good work that you're doing at Eagle. Sam Nofke, thank you so much for your time. We'll talk again very soon.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, for years, I mean, people have talked about the Detroit River. Yeah, you know, it looks clear. It looks clean looking on the surface, but right. It's that sediment, man. And, you know, people were saying, you know, years ago, like, you don't drown in the Detroit River. You just get polluted to death.
Yeah.
You know, and now hopefully they can clean that up and get that going, man. And, you know, it is part of the Great Lakes, and you want to keep all of that healthy. And so to do that, you got to look. But, you know, some are saying, though, Chris, that it's going to cost, like, eventually about $1 billion.
Yeah, more than $10 million.
Yeah. Yeah. To do yeah. it. So, you know.
No, but look, I think it's the attempts to get it going, right? It's
you
got to
start somewhere.
It's the making sure that you're continuing to survey it.
Yes.
Keep an eye on it. Watch what's happening down on the surface of the riverbed. And then, right, then you're going to have to, it's going to take more.
It's going to take more.
It's going to take substantially more money. You know, one of the accounts that I follow on social media is this AI of how these major cities came to be.
Okay.
So it starts, you know, in the woods. Mm-hmm. It's just Detroit is a wooded area with a body of water running through it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you start to see over the centuries the industrialization, the building up of the communities, the buildings, all this stuff.
Yeah.
And it's in that area where you a lot of the factories are there. Mm-hmm. And what were they doing with all of that? They were dumping it into the river.
In the river. I mean, look, right there at Belle Isle at the MacArthur Bridge, that spot right there where they're going to be building the WNBA.
Yes.
That was Uniroyal Tire.
Right.
That was Uniroyal right there.
Yeah.
You know, so they had to do a lot of cleanup over there at that site.
Yeah. No, I'm glad that it's being addressed.
Yeah. Definitely.
Because the Riverwalk is getting, the riverfront is getting a complete upgrade, right?
It's getting upgraded.
It is unrecognizable from what was when you were probably a kid.
You couldn't get to it.
Right. Right. it's like, what riverfront?
Oh, man, you got to go to other cities. And man, I wish we could get to our water like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about this? For the first time, Americans are getting more of their electricity from solar than coal. That is pretty interesting as well. Also, this is China's passenger car exports surged 73% in May compared to the same time last year. Over 800,000 vehicles. And this is a lot of these are EVs because of the higher gas prices.
Pretty much bet. Yeah.
Yeah. Again, not here. We're not getting those exports here.
No.
But it shows you what China's doing.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. They're making those cheaper vehicles, man. And boy, they would love to get them over here.
You know, and one of the other things I think that when people talk about this issue with Chinese vehicles, like, we're not worried about Chinese vehicles coming here. Like, it's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. But the realities are, It's obviously would be damaging to the automotive industry.
Yes.
We know that.
Yeah.
But one of the things I remember talking to somebody in the Department of Justice many years ago.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things they told me was it is obvious that China is our number one adversary.
Mm-hmm.
They are the biggest threat to the United States, and it's them, and it's not even close for a second.
Right.
And one of the things that they do is they told me they infiltrate from within.
Mm-hmm.
So they buy shares of American companies like AMC or Smithfield Foods or TikTok or whatever.
Yes.
Right? This may be a part of that. If they're able to
get cars and
economically impact you
with
cheap stuff.
And surveil too. And surveil.
Absolutely. Yeah. 7 o'clock hour coming up. Chris Alberta joins us on all these AI companies going public.